You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The daf drum is one of the oldest instruments in the Middle East. In Iran, the instrument has traditionally been used in Islamic prayer rituals. And about 40 years ago, musicians started playing this drum in more contemporary settings. John Porvas, who is from Iran, plays it in Idaho. Olivia Wheats visited him at his downtown Boise studio.
The daf is not a drum that rests in your lap. It's about the size of a car tire that's balanced in midair when played. On the inside, circular metal rings hang from the wooden frame.
It's kind of you're adding shaker to your rhythm, like this.
John Porvas is from a family of professional musicians in Tabriz, Iran. He says approaching music as a rhythm of life is something he learned from his parents.
In the world, everything has a rhythm. Everything has their own rhythm. Every table, pictures, anything. Like when you are in the beach and you're listening to the sea, it's coming in.
Porvas has long dark hair and bushy eyebrows. He plays with his eyes closed, as if he's in a trance. Porvas came to Boise as a refugee a couple of years ago. He performs with his wife and their band, Tora Dan. This past year was a big one. He was named a master artist in the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts program. He also started recording his first album, and he's been teaching his student, Marty John Cox, how to play the daf.
I play a lot of different percussion instruments from a lot of different countries and cultures.
But John Cox had never met someone who knew how to play the daf the way Porvas does. The instrument was exotic, and it presented a challenge.
So far, the actual rhythms in music that we're learning is not particularly difficult right now, but just holding it and just developing correct technique, I'd compare it to something like the violin or the flute or the East Indian tablas, where technique, you know, you work a long time just to get a very basic good sound out of the instrument. So there's three basic sounds. There's the tum, the beck, and the chap. And the beck and the chap should sound pretty much the same. You see, I got a ways to go.
John Cox says he enjoys learning from Porvas because their lessons often diverge into history and religion.
In the daf, we have also maqams, and we call this maqam Hayyallah. Hayyallah means God is present.
Hayyallah, God is present. That's awesome. It's an awesome name for a rhythm.
Historically, the daf has been used for Sufi prayer rituals in Iran. But that changed in the 1970s.
Mostly, still they are using for traditional musics, but you can see somebody that is using the daf in rock music or even jazz music.
But this was a slow transition. In the same decade daf was brought into the open, the leader of Iran banned musical broadcasts on the radio, comparing the effects of music to opium. Concert restrictions followed. That didn't jibe with Porvas.
Instrument, anything in the world, it belongs to human. I think it's good to share with them.
What is the feedback that you've been given from the audience and from people that have seen the daf maybe for the first time?
They're mostly amazed about how this sound can come from this instrument. It's just a skin and frame.
His goal for Idaho is to have a daf drum circle. His student, Marty John Cox, says he'll join. But Porvas still needs more people who want to learn how to play this ancient instrument. In Boise, Olivia Wheats, Boise State Public Radio News.
And this story was produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts, Folk and Traditional Arts Program, and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts. And joining me in studio to talk more about this drum is Olivia Wheats. Welcome back.
Thanks, Gemma.
Okay, so what is the drum made of?
Yes, so traditionally is made of sheepskin or goatskin. These days, the daf drum that he's playing with is made of more readily available material. So
right.
paper and plastic, although it still looks like a hide.
Okay.
Made to look that way.
Now, John, who you interviewed from Iran, but he actually didn't learn how to play the drum in Iran?
Yeah, so he heard it growing up. He didn't start playing the daf until he was in his early 30s.
Okay.
And at that point, he had moved to Turkey. Part of why he left Iran was because of some musical restrictions there. So while he was in Turkey, he started actually teaching himself initially. He bought all the kind of books and materials from a certain musician and was self-taught initially, and then learned from some pretty renowned daf players in Turkey. It's a place where the daf is played quite often.
So he plays it by himself for the most part. And tell me why, because it's usually played in a group, correct?
Yeah, so he's, when he's practicing, he's, you know, playing it solo and doing it that way. But he's, he likes to play it in group settings. And so he's trying to teach more people here how to play the daf so that it can be played.
Oh, they can actually play together.
Exactly. All drum right. circles. Yes.
Yeah. If you're the only one, then you're the only one. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? So he has an album. Upcoming album, correct?
Yeah, so he's working on his first album. It's an instrumental album. He also plays the tanbur, which is a stringed instrument that's played often in the Middle East. So you'll hear that on there. He's working on the album now and has plans to come out with it this spring.
And then what are your next plans? Because you have another piece coming up.
Yes. So the next piece is on a pair of saddle makers. So one of the saddle makers just moved his shop from Cuna to Emmett and has it set up there. And he's teaching someone how to make their first custom saddle. So that'll be the next piece airing later this month.
So is it an apprenticeship, or is it just someone who wanted to learn how to make their own saddle?
Yes. So also it's also in the apprenticeship program. They're a little bit delayed in starting because he was moving his shop, but they're started now, and you'll hear more about that in the next piece.
All right. Well, we'll see you then. Thanks for coming in, Olivia.
Thanks, Gemma.
And as I said, I've been talking with Olivia Weeds about her story about the daf drum, and you can see pictures of that drum. Just go to our website, Boise State Public Radio.